What's good, everybody? It's your boy Cafe, and welcome to the Cafe Entree Podcast. Yes, this is the podcast where I sit with you guys, and we all have our discussions about our favorite things, movies and food and etc. So before we get started into our topics, let me just say I want you to take the time out to go on your favorite podcast apps, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Amazon or Deezer, to find the Cafe Entree Podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can keep in touch with us when we have any new episodes coming up. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Now, let's get into it. Let's start off with Dune 2. This was a highly anticipated film. Everybody was waiting to see this film because of the success of the first one. And I know I was too, because I was already a fan of the franchise anyway, you know, from reading the books and the ones they did back in the day. So when I found out that they was going to do a remake of this, I was interested to see how they were going to go about doing it. And seeing that first film, it got me hooked. I was all in it. And I couldn't wait to see the sequel. And I know you guys felt the same way that I felt. So when they dropped their first trailer for the sequel, that was it. We all was like, I got to go see this. And I'm going to say this. Dune 2, this is my opinion. Dune 2, the second one, is actually better than the first one. Now, I know some of y'all going, are you sure? Like, are you serious? No. The second one is actually better than the first one. And because a few things, the story, the fight scenes, just everything that they did with this film. And you can tell that they took it up a notch. That first Dune was more of a introduction for people. Not only people who were fans of the book series and the old Dune, but it also introduced the franchise to a whole new group of fans. And that new group of fans who got introduced to this franchise fell in love with it. And we see that with the sales that the movie done at the box office. It's been kicking ass at the box office and still continue to kick ass. And now everybody is waiting on 3 to come out. And the director, he made a comment about this when they was asking about Dune 3. And of course, you know, he was like, you know, depend on the success of the second one, which we already know that the second one is going to be a box office hit. But also he was just saying that he doesn't want to rush into doing anything. He wants to take his time and make sure that it's done correctly. Now, just hearing him saying that really got me excited, because this is a guy who really cares about his craft, who really cares about the franchise, and want to make sure that it's done correctly. Unlike some people, some directors, and some studios, they just, once they get the taste of that success and see how it kicked ass at the box office, just like, let's hurry up, do another one. Let's hurry up, do another. Let's hurry up, do another. They milk it down and don't really take time to develop. And I like what the director's saying. He wants to take his time to develop the story, because he's saying is he wants to do it based upon Dune Messiah, that book, which I'm pretty sure that the studio, seeing the success of both of these films, they're not going to question him or give him any static about it. They're like, hey, whatever you want to do, we all in. Take as much time as you want to take on it. We ain't rushing. And I'm pretty sure that the actors feel the same way. They're like, hey, you know, we love the franchise. We love the response that people are getting. We also loving the numbers that it's doing. So, yeah, we want to make this a big thing, but we also want to make sure that it's done correctly. And going back to when I said that the second was better than the first one, which it is, because we've seen a lot of movies that the first one is good, but when it comes to them doing a sequel, they always fall in that sophomore slump or that sequel slump, to where it's kind of like, yeah, I don't think that they should have done that. I don't think that they really should have, you know, they should have left it alone. Because I'll give you an example. You take the first Halloween. First Halloween, all-time classic, hands down, just a kick-ass movie. But then when they did Halloween 2, Halloween 2 was all right, but a lot of people felt some type of way about it because they was kind of like, yeah, you want to do a second one? I don't know how you're going to outdo that first one. You know, and I would say that that's because a lot of times that the studio doesn't allow the writers to do their thing, or the people who worked on the first one don't allow them to have that time to develop. They're just looking at the money to say, let's just hurry and put out. But I appreciate what they're doing with the Doom franchise. I appreciate them taking their time to make sure it's done correctly. And we see that with the box office numbers. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to get some type of hints and some type of info about Doom 3. But if you haven't seen Doom 2, go check it out. You would definitely enjoy this film. You know, don't just, some people like, oh, it's about politics or it's about this apocalyptic thing. I can't really get into it. It's more to it than that. It's more to it than that. If you want a good story, this definitely provides that good story. So don't take my word for it if you don't want to, but I just say go check it out for yourself so that we can have this conversation. Moving on to the next subject. One of my favorite TV shows that I love as a kid, that I'm pretty sure you guys love as a kid, is coming back. Now, I know y'all wondering, which one is it? I'll give you a hint. I'm not that good of a singer, so I'm just doing the best I can. It's the X-Men. For those of y'all don't remember, let's take a trip back. The X-Men cartoon that used to come on Fox 32 during a week. That was a hit cartoon series. It had everybody up in there: Wolverine, Gambit, Storm. Every episode in that cartoon series kicked ass big time. And Disney, Marvel, is bringing it back, which I'm happy that they are doing it, because let's just be honest, they haven't had a hit under their belt for a while, and they definitely need something. Yeah, I said it. Some people may not like that I said it, but you all know I'm not lying. Y'all know that whole Disney Marvel camp has been struggling. They haven't had a hit under their belt. So with them bringing the X-Men 97 series back, I would say this is definitely going to put some light into that franchise. But like we all say, if it's done correctly. Once again, let me say it again. If it's done correctly. Because if it's not done correctly, that is going to cause a problem. So what do we know so far? We know that it's going to premiere on Disney Plus March 20th of this year. And they're saying that the multiple seasons are going to be focused on respecting the legacy of the original series. I hope they do, because the original series that used to come on was a hit. Everybody loved it, from kids to adults to nerds to comic book heads. Everybody fell in love with the X-Men 97 cartoon series. And we was all kind of sad when they took it off and was wondering when they was going to bring it back. Well, now it's official. They bringing it back. And we all excited and can't wait to see it. And I'm just curious to see what route they're going to go with this. That's going to be the thing. I'm just curious what route they're going to go with this. What the animation is going to look like. How they're going to put this all together. But I'm rooting for Disney and Marvel. And I'm hoping that they do the right thing and do this correctly. I will hope so. Because as I said before, and I'm going to say again, they need a hit over there. Because they've been struggling releasing a lot of this stuff that they've been releasing that just haven't been good at all. And y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all know I'm not lying at all. It's just been a lot going on over there. So we all keeping our fingers crossed that they would do right by this franchise and that they will take their time and put it together. Don't just hurry and throw it out here because it's the X-Men series that everybody loves. And it's like, okay, people going to tune in and watch it. No, it's got to be done correctly. It's got to be done correctly. So you got to make sure you got a good team of writers and good team of actors who's going to be voicing these characters. Now, I doubt very seriously they're going to bring back any some of the old characters from back in the day that did the voices of Wolverine and Gambit and all those people. So I doubt that they're going to bring in some new people, but it's all got to go together and make sense like peanut butter and jelly, because without that, the show is going to fail. And it's going to be another brick that Marvel built on their brick house, which I'm hoping they don't do that. And I'm pretty sure you guys are hoping they don't do that. So we just have to sit back, wait to see what's going to happen, but definitely excited about it. Definitely got the curiosity and got the hype going for it. But once again, just hoping that they don't mess it up. Please don't mess this up, Disney. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Lord knows, please don't do it. Because if you mess this up, yeah, you're going to have a lot of angry people mad at y'all. I mean, they mad now. We mad now. But it's going to go from bad to worse. So let's just hope that they do the right thing about this. And we just have to sit back, grab our popcorn, and just watch the show. But I want to hear from you guys. You let me know how y'all feel about this. If you've seen Dune 2, let me know how y'all feel about it. What's your thoughts about it? Also, with them bringing back X-Men 97, what's your thoughts about this? Do you think that Marvel and Disney are going to do right by this series and make sure it's done correctly? Or you think just because of the hype of the series, they're just going to hurry up and just put anything together just to put it out there to make a dollar? Let's have this conversation. As I said, make sure y'all go on your favorite podcast apps and subscribe to the show. Also, become a member of our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. I'm your boy, Cafe. And until then, stay tuned.